Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Happy Hour, where we'll finish up our Big Five. We got two more questions to go.
Yes, we do.
And then we'll get into some fun.
Chris, can you fix your camera? And this is not your fault, but your camera has been so annoying
today. It is doing its own thing.
It is so annoying today. Every time he gets up to like get water, it's like, let me just move over here.
It stops following him, though. It stays there. It
doesn't
come back.
It's so annoying. All right, let's get into the rest of the Big Five.
Number two.
And we're going to do it with this. We're going to start with this, I should say. Tarek Skubal about to take the mound here shortly for the Tigers up in Seattle. He's trying to be the guy to shut down the Mariners lineup and get the Tigers to the ALCS. So, Tony, you're up first. Out of all the pitchers in the playoffs, which pitcher would you want to start an elimination game for you? And I guess we could take out the Padres.
So, it's Cubs, Brewers, Dodgers,
Yankees, Red Sox.
No, Yankees are out. Are we of this round?
Okay, we'll do this round then. So it's Mariners, it's Tigers,
it's Skubal.
Skubal?
Yeah. I don't think there's a better starter than he is right now.
Okay.
That's remaining in the postseason. Shohei is only going to go like 4 or 5 innings.
Glasnow's pretty good.
Yeah, Skubal. Skubal for me.
Skubal? Chris? Who are you going with in this
your
round?
Your old giant guy's been good also, Gausman, but there's no comparison. Skubal is the guy. There's only one other pitcher in baseball, I think, on his level, and that's Skeens, and he's not in the playoffs, and he also doesn't go more than 6 innings. So Skubal can go 8-9 innings. He's a one of a – he's a almost a throwback.
Yeah, he does pitch.
Could you imagine a
game
where there was a playoff game, the final score was 4-2, and the same two pitchers pitched the whole game?
I cannot.
That happened all the time.
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
I know.
Was that the 70s?
Yeah, 70s. I mean, just even into the 80s.
Not even
a bit.
I mean, go back to the early 90s. Yeah. Was it the Morris and
Jack Morris went
Jack
10
Morris and
in
Smoltz
in
went,
the World Series, yeah.
Just going back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't happen. Jack Morris would have never made 10 innings in that game today because it was 0-0 and there were runners on base and matchups.
It's just going to take some pitchers to break that mold. Like, that's their thing. Is they're going to be better the third time through, and it's just going, all right, we don't need to take them out.
Yeah, but nobody is doing that.
Not yet.
Not yet. Right. I saw one guy, Lizardo. They put up the stats. He was better the third time through the order.
Yeah.
This year. But he's a...
Phillies would have been...
He was nasty, too, when they brought him in yesterday.
Trouble if they won that game because he was supposed to be the Game 5 starter.
They wouldn't have cared. They would have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have to survive. No, I know.
They could have started Nola again. He only pitched 2 innings.
All right.
Anyway.
That's true.
Doesn't matter now. And by the way, we haven't mentioned it, but is Roky Sasaki getting more and more annoying with every pitch he throws?
No comment.
You know what's funny?
This guy was a disaster. We were happy that we didn't get him.
You got to get over it.
Dave Roberts also said multiple times throughout the season, I don't know if he's going to pitch again.
You
got to
get over it. He's pitching, and he's pitching. You know what I couldn't help but notice is, like, between him and Páez, both, like, on this stage for, like, really the first time. Páez, you could tell, wants to do so bad. Every swing he took.
Presser.
That's why he got his bat sawed off. It worked out for him, right?
Yeah.
And then Sasaki is the same exact way. He seems like he's, like, in a video game almost.
Yeah.
But he is, like,
locked in.
Almost, like, talking to himself and making himself do it.
Whoever Sasaki's mental coach that brought him away from going wee-wee in his pants to being able to pitch on this stage.
I don't know why. I missed that.
Yeah, I could tell.
I can't say it again.
Your eyes would have popped out of your head.
Yeah.
I heard something about the pants, and I'm starting to get.
Just whatever made him, you know, be from scared deer in the headlights to this. Whoever that mental coach was ought to be shopping his
wares. They might
wares.
Be getting ready to make a whole lot of money.
Because he's done an amazing, like, he or she, he or she has done an incredible job.
Let's see how it goes in each round. I mean, the pressure builds
round. You know, there's only a couple more.
Yeah, I know, but there's still plenty of opportunities for Roki to give up a game.
Touché.
But Chris, I am with you. It is annoying. When he went three innings last night, mowing people down.
It was like light work.
I almost wanted to turn off the game.
Yeah.
Oh, someone on the chat said, OMG, LO.
Yeah. Well. Sorry.
All right.
It's Friday radio.
I was sent this by someone yesterday, and if you have about $3,500 lying around, you maybe would like to get in on something that Apple is going to try and make a thing. They have these things called the Vision Pro, which is something that you put over your eyes. It's like a goggles type thing that is supposed to be a computer on your face. And it really is.
Okay.
It's called Immersive Sporting Events, and recently it was announced you'll get access to views that put you right in the middle of the action. And the Lakers are going to be featured on this. Special cameras that support the format are going to be set courtside and under each basket to give you perspectives that kind of amp up your immersion. So it's not going to be for every game, but some games. You can also go and see a Metallica concert, I've heard. You could also go and be in the middle of a bunch of rhinos, I heard, from the immersive thing, Vision Pro. Chris, would you watch a game like this?
Do I have to watch it live with commercials? No, you know me.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Yeah, I would be willing to.
I actually don't know. I don't know that answer.
I always like to try something like that. You know, see what it's like.
Have you seen these things?
I mean, they're bulky and
they're really bulky. Yeah. The first go around didn't work.
Yes, probably.
Yes, they will.
You know,
Tony, would you want to do this and watch these Laker games with the Vision Pro and immersive action?
If I didn't have to purchase the glasses, yeah, I'd love to do
that. Okay, so you're not shelling the $3,500 out.
There is no chance that I am shelling out $3,500 for these glasses.
Let me ask you guys this, too, because you have to put both goggle eyes over.
Yeah, yeah.
My thing is, I don't like it when my eyes are closed and there's
your eyes
things
are
around
closed.
Me.
You're looking.
But no, I don't like it when I can't see my surroundings. Like, I can't see what's on the side of me. I can just see what's in my goggles. I don't want people sneaking up on me. I don't want anything like that.
First of all, Scrib, if you have these, where are you at? I mean, you probably could just be in your house. No one, you'll be in a good area, buddy.
Lucky will come up and, like, bark at me and
scare you.
Scare me, yeah, it would scare me. It would definitely scare me. But, all right, that's it. Vision Pro, though, if you have $3,500, you can watch these immersive sports. I do think it would be cool to have LeBron James, like, dunk over you and you're just sitting there on your couch, but otherwise, I'm not. Not doing anything that Apple.
Somebody sent me this text trying to get me longing for the good old days of baseball.
Okay.
Juan Marichal and Warren Spahn, two Hall of Famers, once pitched a scoreless duel into the 16th.
Oh my goodness.
Say that again.
Warren Spahn and I can't call this up, so I'd have to go looking for it. But it was Warren Spahn and Juan Marichal face each other. Braves, Giants, no score till the 16th. Mm. They're both still in there.
Not happening.
Not happening.
Ever again.
Not happening ever again.
How many pitches was that?
Yeah, I don't know. Ryan did 230, I think it was. They had that in one of his games back in the day.
They said that the Giants were victorious over the Braves because they won 1-0 thanks to a Willie Mays walk-off in the
16th. Yes. Yeah, well, that's a pretty good way to end it.
It is.
A's for you.
Willie off of Warren Spahn.
Did I see Juan Marichal when we went to New York? I think I did. I think he was sitting there and I asked him for an interview and he didn't. He was older, so.
He was definitely older.
I probably shouldn't
But he was definitely there when you guys came out.
So I did see him. Legends all over that place.
Yeah, man. Lost quite a few of them since then, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So Big Five
On that note. Yeah,
quick happy birthday wishes out there. Your daughter.
Yes, yesterday was her 18th birthday.
Welcoming her to the voting class.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
She had a good birthday. It's going by really fast, though. 18 years is just...
I hear parents say that you should always appreciate the younger years because they're gone before you know it.
Yes, and they start, like, talking crap to you and... No more. Just yes,
they don't
Dad.
Love you anymore.
Did you run some of the pictures you posted last night that I saw? Did you run some of those by her? Cause that'll.
Did that'll... I run? I had to like it. That. Why do you think it happened so late in the day?
she was
at school,
those?
So I couldn't. Like, oh, I had to get like.
I was gonna say.
I got to get clearance for like.
Yeah,
half
you had
of
to get
pictures.
Clearance for those.
Except for the baby pictures, I just did that on my own. I figure you can't be mad at baby pictures.
I bet I could. Yeah, I think people can be.
What did you guys do on your 18th birthday?
Yeah.
I know what I did.
Probably.
I was at San Diego State on my 18th birthday.
Really?
Yes.
I know my 21st birthday, I worked at the YMCA because I was shaking off a really horrible hangover from the night before. I worked at the Point Loma YMCA as a summer counselor. But I don't know the 18th.
I don't know. Wait, you say that was your 21st?
That was 21st, yeah.
Yeah, 18th. I'm pretty sure there was alcohol involved.
Oh, there wasn't alcohol involved for me.
At San Diego State, so.
Not at 18. I did go
they would
and
never.
Buy some tobacco products.
Oh, you were one of those 18-year-olds.
I also did go and buy a magazine or two.
You're definitely one of those 18-year-olds.
I was like, I'm 18, I'm going
to
do it.
You had to be 18 to buy a Time magazine? Or
yes. Time magazine. It was actually the person of the year story. But I was with some friends, and they're like, hey, man, you're 18. Go in there and get some cigarettes and some cigars and some magazines.
Some Time
So
magazine.
I did, and it was maybe one of the most awkward things I've ever done because I was so uncomfortable doing it. So uncomfortable.
You need to see a movie called this is way old.
You 100%.
You got to see.
Seem like one of those 18-year-olds that was like, I'm gonna get the most tobacco I can buy. Give me some magazine.
You got to see an old movie called Bananas. Woody Allen back in his heyday, but he goes into a place to the magazine rack and he tries to sneak a couple of adult magazines into his pile of magazines. And he's so embarrassed that he slips them into the middle. So, and then the guy's, that'll be $1.92. And then he holds up the copy of the one and he goes, hey, George, how much is this copy of? And Woody Allen is just.
That would have been me.
Frightened. That's a classic.
That
moment.
Seems like that would have fit you perfectly. Yes.
Lou says, I bet a majority of people have no idea what they did on their 18th birthday. Probably a typical school night. I mean. 18 is a big deal.
It's a much bigger deal now.
I think so. 21 was.
I think
one.
18 really? When we were growing up, it wasn't as big a deal.
I don't recall being
because you still
vote.
Can't do anything.
Yeah, I didn't really care to voting didn't
oh,
matter.
You know what? 18 usually happens down here is a casino. You can go down.
I was just about to say, EC Money said I bought some scratchers and won $500. Yeah. I also bought some lotto stuff.
Yeah.
Hmm. The casino, I started going there when I was 19. Oh, man. I lost a lot of money at Casino Palma, let me tell you.
All right, let's get to break. Happy hour on the way. More happy hour on the way here on Gwen and Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They are underway in the playoff. Game 5, Detroit and the Mariners. Detroit did not score in the first. Big dumper.
This seems
against
like
Scooble.
This
singling here with one out in the bottom of the first. So that game's underway.
That intro music seems like something that would have been played at the Forum Club right there as you
back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah.
I was walked past the Forum Club and I covered the team.
I walked past.
They didn't let me go in. Too often.
Did you try to peek in? Like,
yeah, there? Right.
What you guys got going in there?
Is that where all the celebrities are hanging out?
I think I got in there once because they had a press conference in the afternoon.
Right.
In the Forum Club. Though. But that was the closest I got. WNBA Final, Game 4, Las Vegas 18, Phoenix 14, first quarter. All right. The Eagles lost last night, which I think was a little surprising, certainly.
Yeah, it was.
But it leaves it maybe the loss plus how they lost. They really didn't even get close. But there are eight teams left, guys, with one loss right now. Detroit and Buffalo and Tampa Bay, Indy, San Francisco.
Bang, bang,
yeah, I gotcha. They're all 4-1. Jacksonville also. And then Pittsburgh's 3-1, and you got Green Bay 2-1-1. So those eight teams.
I hate those ties.
I know. They kind of wreck everything, don't they? So you got eight teams. How would you rank those eight? I know it's early. But start, like, you know, at the bottom and work. Like, who's the worst of those eight teams in your mind going forward?
Wait, did you send that to us?
Yeah,
you?
I'm looking at it right now.
Is it?
It's got to be. I'm sorry to our Steelers fans and our boss,
you're
Michael.
Go Steelers? I think so, too. I don't mean in a negative way.
I think the Colts are
you think
bottom.
The Colts are at the bottom?
Yeah.
I would, except for they beat Denver, and they also played well at the Rams and might have won had the guy not dropped the ball going across the goal line. So I would put the Colts slightly ahead of the Steelers. The Jags, on paper, would be at the bottom because they're the Jags.
Yeah.
But they got to win at San Francisco, which is San Francisco's only loss. So that, that puts them up a little.
And they beat Kansas City.
And they also beat Kansas City. Now, I think all those teams we just talked about, though, are the bottom four of the eight. I think the top four are Detroit, Green Bay, Buffalo, and Tampa Bay. I might be the only one who thinks Tampa Bay belongs that high.
No, I think Tampa Bay does.
I'm not sure Green Bay does.
Well, the only reason I say Green Bay, because they had no way they should have lost at Cleveland, but they did.
Yep.
They played poorly in the tie, but they did whip Detroit. And I think Detroit's would be number one. That's who I'd put on top. Who would you put number one?
Detroit.
Detroit. Now, that's I think Green Bay belongs at least in the upper part.
My eight go Detroit, Tampa, San Francisco.
Ooh.
Because they're doing this all without Brock Purdy.
And without George Kittle.
And without Kittle. Buffalo. I forgot Buffalo.
Well, Buffalo has played a very weak schedule to this point. They're only
I know you're good not high sounding. On Buffalo.
No, I'm not. I am high on them, but they haven't proven it yet.
Yeah.
The only good win they have is Baltimore, and now Baltimore's not even good.
I like Detroit, Tampa, San Francisco, Buffalo, Green Bay, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh.
Colts.
Indy.
You
don't like the Indy. All right. Well, you're trying to butter them up because you picked against them this week in our game.
Is that who the Cleveland are?
Who do you got, Scrape? I know you want to put the Niners.
No,
where do you got?
I don't think that they have played good enough to be the number one team. I would say that, unfortunately, the Lions are the best out of those teams. And then probably Tampa Bay. I'm with you, Chris and Tony. Like, I think that the Bucs are good. And I think that this version of Baker Mayfield is one that can lead them to a Super Bowl.
The only problem, the Bucs' defense has not been shut down. Like, they put Baker in a position every game where he's got to pull the game out.
And he has, really.
And he has.
For the most part. I think Jacksonville, after watching them on Monday night and against the 49ers, I think I'm going to move them a little higher. I think that Green Bay, they were the Super Bowl favorites after 2 weeks, but they kind of showed themselves. I would have to say that the Steelers are the last of those teams.
I think the Steelers are at the bottom, not because, well, I'm not sold on Rodgers yet.
You know, I'm just knew not. It.
But
I
you,
knew it. You I knew there was an Aaron Rodgers.
You knew there was a vendetta in there somewhere. Well, I like Tomlin. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
So
I like. I mean, I think the Colts.
I think
I want to see when Danny Dimes, if he becomes
if
old Danny
if
Dimes,
Pittsburgh's defense gets on track. I think Pittsburgh might be the most dangerous team because of Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
Yeah. I do. I think he's still got a ton left. I just think if he can ride a defense in the same way we saw like Peyton Manning ride that Denver defense.
Well, he won it all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I could see them being that kind of danger.
I will say with the Steelers having DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers, they're getting a little bit better together. That could be very dangerous to have those two guys on the same page. Mike Tomlin, according to EC Money, is the reason why that team is competitive.
Well, don't tell that to our boss, Michael Valenzuela, the only Steeler fan I know who just does not like Tom.
That's not true. Katrina on our chat is a big Steeler fan, and she
does
she not
also
like
doesn't
Tom.
Like him.
Okay. I think Steelers Nation, from what I'm gathering, is just tired of the one-and-dones in
the
playoffs.
Right now, they're, 3-1?
Yes. Yeah.
So they all need to pipe down until they get to, 3-3 again, and then we can have that conversation.
Because Mike Tomlin is basically a .500 coach for the last maybe...
He's also been given like 500 type rosters too.
That is true.
If not worse, I must say.
That is true. EC Money also wants to offer Pete Carroll is washed.
Yeah, it's not going well down in Las Vegas.
But I thought Gino and Pete were going to team
up. Gino is having his worst season of his career right now. I don't know of his career, but since he's been a consistent
he's had
starter.
Many different types of his career
right.
over the years.
Hope he gets it back. Hope he gets it back.
Is there a two-loss team that belongs in the group? Is it Philadelphia?
No.
Is it Denver?
Possibly.
Are those only two?
That's off the top of my head. I'd have to look at the rest of the standings.
The Eagles definitely belong.
I think they belong in it, even though they didn't look very good
last
night.
They're the Super Bowl
champs. They're still a top team. Yeah.
Lane Johnson said last night. No, Lane Johnson said last night that his offense is too predictable.
It is. But that's I swear we had the same exact conversation last year.
It seems like we do have this conversation a lot.
I think there's a couple more two loss teams that belong. I think that,
Chargers got two losses.
They do. The team I would put there is Washington in a two loss setting.
I agree with that.
The Vikings, Seattle or the Rams both have two losses.
Maybe the Rams. Rams are a maybe for
me. One thing I'll say is we're 5 weeks into the season.
It's wide
there's
open.
Already no good team.
Yeah.
Like everybody already has a chink in the armor. That's not normally the case.
What about the Bears?
Tony's more bullish on the Bears than I am.
Not yet. They don't deserve to be there yet.
I feel bad for the poor cornerback of the Bears, the guy who...
They're still crushing him.
Because they're going back to Washington this week. Like, luck of the schedule, he has to go back to where he made the bonehead play. Yeah. And so everyone's asking him about it.
What about the Cowboys? They're two losses.
Yes, they are. They also have the...
They're the Cowboys.
They're the first team in NFL history to go over 30 and allow over 30 and a certain, score and allow more yardage through five games. Anyway, whatever it is.
Oh, you guys...
Defense is awful, Dallas, but their offense is pretty good.
They can't stop a runny nose at all.
The Patriots are 3-2, and you guys love Mike Vrabel, so you got to put him on the list.
Yeah, but I can't put him in there. No, they're Patriots.
You guys...
Yeah, you love Mike Vrabel.
No, I do.
He likes Mike Vrabel. I just think he's a good coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't love him.
I'll stand behind Vrabe.
Vrabe, your guy, Vrabe.
Me and Vrabe. Go to bat for Vrabe. All right, we got one more happy hour segment to roll here. No score, top of two, Tigers, Mariners, and Gwynn and Chris till the top of the hour. Then the Scraby Chronicles, and you can do whatever you want.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
And then there were four coming up Monday. We're down to the final four in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and how did my visit to the all-nude spa go?
Listen to Ben and Woods weekdays from 6 to 10 on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey everyone, Tony Gwynn Jr. here. Here to tell you about my friends at San Diego County Credit Union, where you can experience...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last segment of the happy hour, Gravy Chronicles, follows. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by IHOP, introducing the IHOP value menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big, filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Mm-hmm. Go to your happy plate with the $6 IHOP value menu. Available every day at IHOP, $7 in some locations, so don't trip. Might be a little bit dollar more expensive somewhere else.
Oh, $6 or $7.
Six
be
or
prepared.
Seven.
Yeah. Be prepared. Have your dollar.
Don't go in there raising craziness because it was,
Tony
I told you
said $6.
It was $7. Could be six
I heard
or seven.
On the radio that
and
it
as soon
was
as you tell
$6.
Them that, they're going to say, Tony who?
Exactly. Yeah. Who? Still no score, although the Mariners have a runner on second here. Double by Josh Naylor.
Come on.
Would you guys like to see a reunion with Josh Naylor here in San Diego? He's a free agent.
Wouldn't mind it. Left-handed, though.
We already got too many of those.
Scooble, runner on second, one out in the second inning. First real chance for either team to score here.
And the WNBA final, the Aces are trying to leave no doubt. They're up 16 on the Mercury in the second quarter.
It's like a check swing.
Like a check swing from Naylor double.
And his helmet fell off, which is
all right. So I'm watching one game, they're watching another.
There you go. All right, Mr. Chris.
Well, I got to give our guy John Mafe a little credit for this.
Shout out to Mafe.
First of all, Mafe is a good old San Diego State guy that I've known for a long time, baseball player. And he played baseball before I did. We got to actually know each other when we were playing in a couple of alumni games, and he was out there, and I was out there. And but he works at the UT. And he put together a really comprehensive list this week of all the San Diego area baseball guys who are in the major leagues. So I took a
this
step.
This year.
This year. You had to be active this year in the major leagues to make this list. So, for instance, Steven Strasburg is not on this particular list. He's not active any longer.
No.
But it's a decent list. And was
what happened?
Naylor. No, he stole third, or he moved up on a wild pitch.
Second slowest sprint speed in all of baseball, stole third. Just so you know, you don't need speed. You just need a brain.
See if they can get the first run in here with
come on,
Mitch
Garver.
Garver
shorten up, baby.
At the plate. Looked like he was trying to hit a home run.
Try to put it in play. Change-up's
we'll
coming.
Stop for a little radio play-by-play during our show to see if Scooble can get this key out in Game 5. Strasburg into the windup.
Oh, he got the job done.
He did. Looks like the old sack fly. 1-0 Mariners. Bottom of the second. So here we go, Tony.
Yeah.
And I first of all, I'll see how many you can kind of get just off the top. You know a lot of the baseball. See, these are guys that played either high school baseball here or college or both in some cases. So we start a catcher, and I don't mean to call out any of our catchers, but it's probably not our best position, but we do have...
my man for the White Sox.
Oh, Cody Lee?
Cody Lee.
All right, he didn't play much. Corey Lee.
Corey Lee, yes.
Corey played 25 games this year, .257 average, went to Vista High. He didn't
Jackson.
Make my team. Alex Jackson, Orioles, RB High, played in 36 games.
When?
Austin Wins, your guy from Poway High, played for the Reds and A's. But the guy I chose from San Diego for our team at catcher was Riley Adams from Canyon Crest and also USD. 83 games this year. Did it 8 home runs for the Nationals. The Nationals. All right, first base is an Aztec for life. This is an easy choice, I thought.
Yeah, Ty France.
Ty, how'd he finish up this year, you wonder?
The Blue Jays.
he's with the Blue Jays now, yeah, right? So yeah, he's got a shot at it. 138 games, 257, 7 home runs for Ty France. Did we see him? I didn't see him in the Yankee series.
Doesn't mean we won't see him either, but I saw him on the field afterwards.
Okay. So Ty France is in a good spot. All right, second base. I got two guys. One's really young. One's a veteran. They're both, you know, the veteran is still playing.
Second base.
And the young guy, his team just got eliminated, although he was hurt. I got Marcello Meyer from Eastlake, now starring with the Sox, starting to work, start his career. But my starting second baseman would have to be...
It's a JB client, I believe.
Tommy Edman.
Oh, yeah.
La Jolla Country Day. Second base.
You know, he is underrated.
I think he's underrated.
I think he's underrated. Because it seems like every time he comes up in a big spot, he makes it happen.
I'll be honest. It was maybe because we only saw him when he was with the Cardinals. And so it may have been a little bit harder. But watching him in the amount of games you got to see him with the Dodgers, oh, my gosh. Yes.
He's a baller. 100%. I've always felt. All right. Shortstop. We have two really good defensive players. One is from Poway, your guy. Or I don't know if yours.
Newman!
Kevin Newman. Still playing. He's with the Angels this year.
Yes.
But the starter, I think, would be another glove guy from Francis Parker High School.
Oh, Mr. Allen.
Nick Allen had a really good year.
Played
135 games for the Braves.
The Braves let him play every day.
Now it looks like he's going to have to compete with Ha-Seong Kim for the job. All right, third base. He played third base in college at SDSU. I moved him over. He still plays some third now, but mostly second.
Casey
Schmidt. And Casey's starting to come around, guys. 95 games, 12 home runs. He did have the distinction this year of hitting a grand slam in back-to-back games at Dodger Stadium, which was pretty cool.
We love that.
Yes, we do.
I think they lost both games, though.
He did hit a grand slam. But we loved it at the time.
Yes. All right, so we moved to the outfield. This is all our San Diego area. Left field, I think, is a no-brainer. This guy, I had not even heard of him before this year, and he was an all-star and deserved. Stowers,
yeah,
for sure.
I couldn't remember what position he was playing.
Left field mostly, I think, this year. Christian High School. Kyle Stowers was a breakout.
Really, really, really impressive.
Like, really good.
In both series, there and here, he has a presence.
Yep. Ended up with 25 homers.
Yeah, man. And,
good for him.
And he seemed to be kind of the guy leading the way there. So,
put him out there. Center field, my starter. We'll put a smile on Scraby's face, although this guy would not have been a starter until this year when he finally did something.
I'll say the name, Mickey Moniak.
Yeah, 24 home runs this year for Moniak.
Happy for Mickey, man.
Yeah, hit 24 homers. I know it was the Rockies, but he still finally, you know, kind of legitimized himself.
Do you guys remember when he was, like, making noise in Philly? He was about to make the roster,
and he got hurt.
Yes. Right? Maybe like
just
the day
about
before.
To make it. I
think it was
that.
Like the day before. It wasn't even a spring training.
Yeah, it was a spring training game.
It was
like
one
right
of those in
broke.
The stadium before the season spring training games.
My right fielder played in career high 131 games this year. I did not know he was from San Diego until his team came here early in the season. He ended up with 12 home runs, played some infield. Daniel Schneeman.
Schneeman!
Bonita Vista High School. Yeah. Had a really nice year for the guards. I do have a couple of backup outfielders, most notably Connor Joe, who I never like to totally leave out. He finished up with the Reds. And Otto Kemp played for the Phillies, and he didn't do too badly, actually. 62 games with 8 home runs. Point Loma Nazarene College for Otto Kemp. DH... spent the year on the injured list like he pretty much always does, but Chris Bryant. All right, pitching staff. I got three starting pitchers from San Diego. One did not pitch this year, but he will be pitching next year, and we'll be happy about this.
Joseph Musgrove.
Joseph Musgrove, for sure. Grossmont High School. The other one pitched for the Nationals. He's in the rotation all the time. He does okay. I would love to see him pitch for a good team one time in his life.
Mr. Trevor?
Trevor Williams is a good guy, and he's
friend of the show?
Yes, he is. Rancho Bernardo High. And then the third guy started game one of this series I didn't even know who he was in the big leagues.
Oh, Mr. Milton.
Troy Milton from San Diego State. He also picked up the win yesterday in relief.
I mean,
so Troy Milton, good for him.
Throwing shit, too, 97.
Yes. And then I have five relievers. I think the one guy here who is this year was a bit of a legitimate closer was a Hilltop High grad. Also went to Southwestern Junior College. I had not known of him until this year. Calvin Foucher for the Marlins.
Fauché.
Okay, yeah. Pitched for Hilltop. He closed some games.
Who was he with?
He was with the Marlins this year.
See, you know how you know how I know that name? Because I had to write it phonetically. So that I didn't.
It was on your list.
So that I didn't.
So when he came into the game, you didn't go,
right,
I believe this Fauché guy is going to be tough.
Because I get the reliever. So I come out of break, I got to do the reliever.
You got to say it right.
So Fauché.
Okay, Fauché.
He was the guy.
It's Fauché. a former closer from San Diego, still going, is Paul Sewald from USD. But he was more of a middle relief guy this year. Here's a guy that I did not know was from San Diego till I saw Mayfie's list. And I root against this guy as hard as I can.
Uh-oh.
But he also was the winning pitcher last night for the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Vesia, Alex. Steel Canyon High School.
I got a chance to meet Alex for the first time this year. Super cool dude.
Good.
We've
never rooted for him.
Him and Mudcat know each other very well because they're both from
East County.
East County.
East part of Steel Canyon High.
Yeah.
The other two relievers, another East County guy from El Cap, who has some really good stuff and had a good World Series run a couple years ago. Hasn't done it as well since, but Kevin Ginkle is from El Cap. With the Diamondbacks. And the final reliever from Palomar College, former Padre, Tim Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't name everybody. There was a few more guys that played a little part of the year, like Sean Bouchard of the Rockies.
Did Cole Hamels, someone said that on the chat, did he play this year?
He did not. Okay. He's been retired for about 6 years, I would say.
The Padres bring him in?
He never played, though.
Last year, that's right.
And I think he retired right after that.
Okay. Yeah. There's a few more names. Thomas Seguis, an infielder for the Cardinals who went to Carlsbad. He got some playing time this year, so I don't want to leave him out. And, you know, there's Alan Trejo got a little look again with the Rockies. But that's pretty good for one city.
What happened
I know we're saying
Greg Allen?
What did you say, Seguisi? I know that's not correct. I just can't remember the infielder for the Cardinals.
Seguisi or Seguis?
Nope, it's neither of those. I can't remember.
Seguese.
Yeah. Let me see if I have that one in there.
Seguisi.
The poor guy's in his own hometown here. We can't even get his name right.
Hey, if it was Scraby, Scrabby,
you know
Scrooby.
You know what? I'm gonna ask.
You don't have
see
to
if
ask.
I can get Jesse and give me a.
No, you don't have to. I can look it up. They have it phonetically here on baseball. Sujacy. Yeah, I would have never come up with that. But good for him. He had a nice year there, kind of getting his career going. Did you ask somebody else? Oh, Greg Allen?
Yep.
Yeah, he's on here. Only 7 games this year for Greg, but former Hilltop San Diego State with the Orioles. Let's check traffic, and then we can start
figure it out.
Getting it ready for straight.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Well, the crash has cleared in the South Bay, south on 5 at the Tacayo off-ramp, but now an accident on the Palm Avenue on-ramp to South 805. Also, eastbound 8 past the 5, getting a stalled vehicle out of the left lane. And collision westbound 78 at Sycamore. Emergency crews are on scene. This has got the fast lane blocked. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I have a Kirk Kenny text that just came in, so he must be listening as he's driving
across
up to
over
Reno.
The state line.
Yes, he's making his way to Reno,
and he knows all these baseball guys.
Oh yeah,
so he may have somebody else.
He said, "Well, he doesn't have any names, but he said Crawford produced 5 major league catchers over a 12-year period from 61 to 72. I don't believe any other school could make that claim across the nation."
Crawford High,
yeah,
is that the Bob Boone area? I'm assuming.
Yes, I believe so.
Era.
Yeah.
Five catchers over a 12-year period. That's pretty crazy.
If you want to start doing an all-time team from San Diego high school and college, you can make a really good team. I mean, I can get Ted Williams and Tony Gwynn in my outfield right off the bat. And from there, I'll just take my chances. But you got some pretty good San Diego baseball connections.
Strassi. Starting pitching. Zito. You can go on and on.
Cole Hamels, you mentioned. We can go crazy there.
What do you think has
our starting five would be?
Whole team would be good here.
Pretty tough.
Went basketball, the only one I could think of off the top of my head is Chase Budinger.
Yeah, basketball might be a little more difficult.
But what do you think is the best?
San Diego State in there and get Kawhi on the club. But
What do you think is the best high school sport to produce pro athletes?
Baseball.
San Diego.
It's not even close.
Interesting.
Not even close.
We get the Giles brothers in the outfield, too. Yep.
Football has Marcus Allen. Football has Ricky Williams.
They got some great
Kevin
players.
O'Connell.
There's just more.
Matt Scraby
and his practice partner, Matt Scraby.
There's just more in baseball.
If Nick Canepa, our old friend, was listening, he'd probably give me, and Rick Smith, old Charger media relations guy, they'd probably start ripping off track guys.
We've had a lot of them, too. For sure.
But I don't know those.
Don't know those either.
Yeah. All right.
Did we check traffic? Oh, we did.
We did a little traffic.
Yes, we already did.
NBA annual survey out. I guess they ask all the players.
Is this from The Athletic again?
No, this is on ESPN's annual offseason survey. So I guess they talked to 80% general managers picking OKC to win again. Cleveland, Denver, each got a couple votes. Top five players in the league at each position. Who you got, Tony?
At each position.
Like, let's start with guards. Who would you... This is who they picked, and then you tell me, you know... I'm going to say three of these guys are guards. One of them's a forward, and one's a center. If you had to tame your first team All-NBA going into the season, who would... I'm probably hitting you.
Shea.
Gilgeous push off Alexander would be one. Yes. I can't still get over that off arm. It drives me crazy.
I'm drawing a blank on
all right.
players.
Well,
right
one
now.
Guy plays for your favorite team, and he's got to be on the all
LeBron,
NBA team.
LeBron James?
Not LeBron James. You have a better guy.
Luka.
Luka. You have the freak still on the number one team, Antetokounmpo. You have the guy who wins the MVP award every year, and he'll probably win it again this year. For Denver.
Okay. Joker.
Jokic. And then the fifth guy, I think he's there, but you could argue it. Anthony Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
What was his nickname?
Ant-Man.
Jason Tatum got some votes, but he's out all season, I believe, for Boston. Kevin Durant, LeBron still getting a vote or two, Kawhi. And anyway, that's what the... Cooper Flagg is the overwhelming choice for Rookie of the Year.
He looked good in his debut.
Did he?
Yeah.
The season starts... When's the NBA start? 2 more weeks?
Yeah.
3 more weeks? Eric Spoelstra, picked as the best coach for the 6th straight year. Did not realize that he was that well thought of around the league.
Don't disagree.
I like him.
I like him, too.
But he got whooped in the playoffs last year. Forgot who somebody was.
Team wasn't very good.
And he got didn't Jimmy Butler already get traded to the Warriors by that point?
Yes. What team is Jimmy with? Still Warriors?
He's with the Warriors. With the,
they gave him an extension, I believe.
It's one of the problems I do have with the NBA. I don't follow the offseason a whole lot, so it takes me till about Christmas to figure out what team everybody's on.
Who all moves?
Yeah, because I don't keep up with it that closely. I'm trying to see when the season starts. I know it opens with a Laker doubleheader and the Warriors and people like that.
Love it.
Well, what else would you expect? What do you think they should put Detroit and Chicago on? I mean, nobody
Pistons
cares.
Were decent last year, right?
Pistons are going
to
be
good. Actually, they've been getting better.
I think they pushed their series to the brink.
They gave the Knicks a good run last year. It looks to like Tuesday, October 21st, opening night. Houston at OKC. Then Durant is now with Houston.
Really? I honestly couldn't have told you.
Yeah, no, he's definitely good.
When did that happen?
That was a big trade at the early in the
season. Yeah, but relatively early in the free agent process.
And then the second game on opening night, Warriors Lakers. Gee, I've never seen that matchup before.
Great matchup. Great matchup.
I'm sure. Both games will be on NBC and
I can't
and
wait.
Sign up for it when you can. Peacock. Signed up on Peacock for that.
Oh, Thomas is NBA. That's what it makes me think of every single time.
We got to bring that back this year. I don't know if we have to bring Odd Thomas back, but we got to bring that jingle back. You'll also be able to find NBA games this year on Prime Video.
Odd Thomas is NBA news and...
That was a long time ago. Prime Video, did you know that Ian Eagle is stepping away from a lot of his Nets duties to do Prime Video? And same with Kevin Harlan's doing a lot of Prime Video.
I bet you they're paying them good money to
do
so.
Good money.
Scraby Chronicles is coming up. For Tony, it's Chris. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.